Podcast. Delivering a formal presentation, WGXC GCSE English Language Unit 3.1. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most powerful skills you'll develop in GCSE English language, delivering a formal presentation. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but miss, we're writing, not actually speaking. And you're absolutely right. This is where it gets interesting. In WGAC Unit 3, when you're asked to write a speech or presentation, you're being assessed on your written communication skills, specifically AO5 and AO6. That's 60% for how well you adapt your tone and register for your audience, and 40% for technical accuracy. So even though you're writing on paper, you need to make it sound like a real speech that could be delivered to a real audience. Think of it this way. Examiners want to hear your voice on the page. They want to feel like you're standing at a podium, addressing a room full of people with confidence, clarity, and purpose. So let's break down exactly how to do that. Let's start with the TAP strategy. This is your foundation. TAP stands for type, audience, and purpose. In the first 2 minutes of reading your exam question, you need to identify all three. Type. What format are you writing in? Is it a speech to school governors, a presentation to your peers, a formal address to local counselors? Each type demands a different register. Audience. Who are you speaking to? This is critical. If you're addressing adults in positions of authority, you need a formal, respectful tone. If you're speaking to your classmates, you can be more conversational, but still persuasive. The audience determines your vocabulary choices, your sentence structures, even your pronouns. Purpose. What are you trying to achieve? Are you persuading, arguing, informing, or inspiring? Your purpose shapes your rhetorical strategy. Once you've nailed down TAP, you can start thinking about rhetorical devices. Now, examiners love to see sophisticated techniques, and I'm going to give you 6 that will elevate your writing to band 5. First, anaphora. This is the deliberate repetition of the first part of a sentence or phrase for artistic or rhetorical effect. Think of Winston Churchill. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields. That repetition creates rhythm, builds momentum, and drives your argument forward. Use it to emphasize key points. Second, hypophora. This is when you ask a question and then immediately answer it yourself. For example, what made this possible? Hard work, dedication, and a shared vision. This technique engages your audience by making them think, and then you guide them to your conclusion. It's incredibly effective in formal presentations. Third, the rule of 3, also called tricolon. Humans love patterns, and 3 is the magic number. I came, I saw, I conquered. Education, opportunity, equality. When you group ideas in 3s, they become memorable and impactful. Fourth, rhetorical questions. These are questions you ask not to get an answer, but to make a point. Do we want to live in a world where such injustice is ignored? You're inviting your audience to reflect and align with your perspective. Fifth, emotive language. Use strong, descriptive words to evoke feelings. Words like heartbreaking, devastating, inspiring, transformative. Examiners reward candidates who can create an emotional connection with their audience. And sixth, direct address. This is when you speak directly to your audience using you or your. You have the power to make a difference. Your voice matters. This creates a sense of personal connection and involvement. Now, let's talk about structure. A formal presentation is not an essay. You can't just write 5 paragraphs and call it a day. You need discourse markers that signpost your argument. Instead of firstly, secondly, thirdly, use sophisticated transitions like furthermore, conversely, in addition, nevertheless, consequently. These show structural control and guide your reader through your argument. And here's a pro tip. Include a counterargument and rebuttal. This is what separates band 4 from band 5. Acknowledge the opposing view, then dismantle it. Some may argue that this policy is too costly. However, when we consider the long-term benefits to our community, the investment is not only justified, but essential. This demonstrates sophisticated argumentation. Finally, technical accuracy. This is AO6, and it's worth 40% of your marks. You need to vary your sentence structures. Start some sentences with adverbs. Undoubtedly, this is a turning point. Start others with subordinate clauses. Although challenges remain, we must press forward. Use ambitious punctuation. Semicolons to link related ideas, colons to introduce explanations, dashes for emphasis. And please, please, please watch out for comma splicing. This is when you join two independent clauses with just a comma. This is important. We must act now. That's wrong. You need a semicolon, a conjunction, or a full stop. Comma splicing will cap your mark at band 2 or 3, no matter how brilliant your ideas are.
Right, let's talk about what examiners see all the time that costs candidates marks.
Mistake number one, writing an essay instead of a speech. If you're not using direct address, if you're not using inclusive pronouns like we and us, if you're not creating a sense of a speaker addressing an audience, you're not writing a speech, you're writing an essay. And that will cost you marks on AO5. Mistake number two, inconsistent tone. You start off formal and sophisticated, and then halfway through you slip into colloquial slang or aggressive ranting. Examiners call this uneven register, and it will drop you from band 5 to band 3. Stay consistent. Mistake number three, listing points without development. Firstly, we need better facilities. Secondly, we need more funding. Thirdly, we need community support. That's not an argument, that's a shopping list. You need to develop each point, use evidence, use rhetorical devices, and link back to your purpose. Now, here's how to avoid these mistakes. Allocate your time wisely, spend 5 minutes planning, use a spider diagram or a quick outline, identify your TAP, choose your rhetorical devices, and map out your structure. Then spend 35 to 40 minutes writing. And crucially, spend the last 5 minutes proofreading. Check for comma splices, check for homophone errors, there, and check your sentence demarcation. And one more tip, vary your sentence openers. Don't start every sentence with the or this. Use adverbs, use prepositions, use subordinate clauses. This shows syntactic variety, and examiners reward it. All right, let's test your memory. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. Pause the audio and see if you can answer them without looking at your notes. Question 1. What does TAP stand for, and why is it important? Question 2. Name 3 rhetorical devices you can use in a formal presentation. Question 3. What is comma splicing, and why does it matter? Take a moment. Got your answers? Good. Answers. TAP stands for Type, Audience, Purpose. It's your foundation for adapting your register. 3 rhetorical devices, anaphora, hypophora, and the rule of 3. And comma splicing is joining 2 independent clauses with just a comma. It caps your AO6 mark at band 2 or 3. So to wrap up, delivering a formal presentation in your GCSE exam is all about adapting your tone and register for your audience, using sophisticated rhetorical devices to drive your argument forward, and maintaining technical accuracy throughout. Remember TAP. Use anaphora, hypophora, the rule of 3, rhetorical questions, emotive language, and direct address. Structure your argument with discourse markers, include a counterargument in rebuttal, and vary your sentence structures. And always, always proofread for comma splices and homophone errors. You've got this. With practice, planning, and attention to detail, you can absolutely nail this skill and earn top marks. Keep practicing, keep refining, and remember, your voice matters. Make it heard. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.